Welcome to Bike Tourist Podcast show number 9. My name is Gabriel and welcome to 2007. It's a new year with new plans, new tours, and new everything here in the podcast. Remember, the podcast phone is 206-339-4425 for leaving your voice message. And if you have some great news, some great comments, I can even put you on the show. So now we have a great interview with Mr. Paul Sanchez, who did his solo ride, a 10,000 mile bike tour around the whole United States, you know, the whole perimeter of the United States, and all for a good cause. We did a teaser interview last year, and remember, this is the first interview of the year, the 2007, so now we are going to have more details about this tour and what it's for and what news we have about that since we touched base with Paul last time. So we have here Mr. Paul Sanchez. Paul, say hello to the audience.
How's it going, everybody? Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. So Paul, tell us, since we talked last time, what else is new?
What is new? I have not slept since then.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, 8 wishes and what wishes, you know, they are big, big.
Well, you know what? You're the only guy I know that doesn't sleep, man. Like, you're always online.
Yeah.
For nine interviews, you are kicking. How many interviews have you done? 9 so far?
Yeah. This is the number 9. Yeah.
Number 9, you're kicking some butt. You've got some crazy interviews on there. I don't understand how you're doing that. You're not supposed to be that good that fast, man.
I don't know. Yeah. I just love this. You know, I love bike touring, and I started.
You know what it is? It's cyclists, man. I think we grab on the blogging like nobody else, man. Like, I don't think people understand how persistent bicyclists are.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know. You can't probably say your stats, but the people you've interviewed is pretty impressive, I think.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you when you started to do this tour. You know, we all know about the why you started doing this tour for, and you know it was a great effort. But right now it is more effort to get your wishes granted, right?
For my wishes?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to read my 8 wishes?
Yeah. Some people from the audience, because our audience grows every day, and thank you very much. You know, I love this, that the word is spreading around about this podcast. But I want to Paul that you tell the people what are those wishes, why you chose those wishes. Go on.
Let me run through the list really quick. The first wish is raise $1 million. Second wish is 100 million views on my main video, which you can see on my site. It's up in the right hand corner. Be interviewed by Oprah, interview Paul Orfila, interview Richard Branson, interview Charles Schwab. Be on 21 talk shows. I know it sounds crazy, but things are coming together for that. And all in 30 days. So the main reason is I'm trying to raise awareness and raise funds for kids with learning disabilities. And so the $1 million will be divided up into 100. We'll go to 100 kids. We'll give them we'll give them $10,000 each for school. You can go to my site and find more information about that. Obviously, the 100 million views, which is very capable with today's technology, and social internet websites and stuff, it can spread like wildfire. Right now we're only at 26,000, but I'm not even worried about that because it will blow up once we get on YouTube featured. That will spread the word more, so I think that's kind of, it'll bring more traffic and help me get these wishes granted. Be interviewed by Oprah, I don't think I need to explain that. That'll only further my cause. The 3 businessmen I mentioned, Paul Orfila, Richard Branson, and Charles Schwab, they all have dyslexia, so I'm trying to show that the kids out there that there is successful people out there that have dyslexia, so they have hope, you know. And those interviews are going to be great. So
yeah,
and obviously the 21 talk shows, obviously those are going to only further my cause and tell more people about learning disabilities and bring more people in to donate. And then the 30 days is just to make it entertaining. It's insane. How can you do that in 30 days? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's not possible. Yeah, that's what people are saying, but it is possible.
Yeah, I've been following this with great interest, you know, and some people on the blog say, 30 days. You know, that's impossible. You know, I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's
not
impossible.
Not with today's internet. It's almost easy.
Yeah, yeah. It just takes people to want to do. You know, there is some kind of announcement I have seen on TV. You cannot almost do. You have to do. You know. So so yeah. So people, you know, if all wanted to do this 10,000-mile tour and almost did it. You know, almost there. Yeah. It's not doing it. You know, you went to many places on your bike. Yeah, and you know that effort alone and spreading the word about this, it's just a great undertaking. You know, a great undertaking. Yeah. You know, I would like to see that all this effort pays off. You know.
Oh, it will. It's already. You know, there's a lot of stuff going behind the scenes I can't announce until it's official. So, like right now, people are like, what's going on? This is going to make it. But in probably the next 5 days, you're going to see everything come to fruition, like just crazy stuff that's going to happen. In fact, you're the first podcaster I've talked to, so you grabbed a pretty good interview, I think, in my opinion.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So, you know what I mean? Because it's going to really, really blow up like crazy in the next 5 days. So we're really, really excited about stuff like that. In fact, one of the wishes is granted. I can't tell you the details. But officially, I'll be able to tell you. I could tell you in a couple days, maybe 2 days.
Okay.
And of course, you're my friend. And you're always online, so you'll be one of the first to know.
Yeah. But, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. So just going a little bit technical about the details about what you did on your tour, besides the DH wishes. People want to know what kind of bike you use for this enduring adventure and other stuff that you bring over there. So, yeah.
All right, let me go for it. I got used a giant OCR 3. It's not made for touring. I didn't have a big budget, so it was the cheapest bike I could get. I bought it from Fast Track in Santa Barbara, which is a really awesome bicycle shop here. He was actually Lance Armstrong's mechanic at one time. And the bike did well. The bike, you know, I mean, it didn't do as well as a touring bike, obviously, but you know, a lot of people get hung up on money and what kind of bike they need, and you don't really need to focus on that. You just need to go.
When I saw your video, I saw some sections of the video where you going really fast. I didn't say a touring bike going this fast. So now we know the secret.
No, that's sped up. That's definitely sped up, so I could get through the footage.
I know that sped up a little bit. Yeah, but I can see that you were going fast.
I can actually hold 23 miles per hour with good conditions, not wind on my back. Just I'm pretty strong at riding, so I don't know.
Yeah, one thing that surprised many people that you started up with a trailer and then you just changed for to panniers. What was the reason for that?
The main reason I started out with a trailer, I had way too much equipment, and then the trailers are awesome. Bob's and the Nomad are great. Oh man, they're awesome. Awesome trailers, but for me, I decided to not use them just for some personal reasons. I think you almost have to try them out, you know, panniers and trailers to really know. You can read everything you want to read about them, but you can't make a decision off of reading. You have to actually try it. And, the panniers just fit me better. I felt like if I had to go off the side of the road, I had more control. I didn't need that much equipment as a trailer would hold. But like Nate, Spinning Southward, you interviewed him. They use trailers because they're in South America. You know, there's not a bike shop in sight, so they better have everything.
Definitely. And I think equipment is something of a very personal taste and choosing, you know, because what works for one person doesn't work for another.
Definitely. You know, you have to try it. Don't read it. Try it. That's my biggest advice. Because I switched four things. I went from a Bob to a Nomad to crappy REI. REI is great, but they don't panniers I got. And then I went to Ortlieb panniers. Yeah. They're the best. Don't go with anything else besides that. Like, those are for me the best.
Yeah, okay. So any closing words for this interview? You know, I know you have very little time, and I won't, I'm not going to hold you. I have a lot of work to do, a lot of people to call, many contacts to make.
I got two more minutes. I can give you. I got a call coming in at 9, but we got 2 more minutes if you want to do.
Okay, yeah. Would you add any further information?
I started out with only $750 on the ride, and a lot of people don't know that. And I had a letter from Arnold Schwarzenegger, which raised a lot of support. So, like, I don't think you should let money stop you. You know, like, mm-hmm. You got to be responsible. So, I did it for a charity. If you're gonna not do it for charity, people will take care of you, but you don't want to press that people taking care of you. You don't want to be a burden on society mm-hmm. when you're going around to different towns and like, oh, here comes another bicycle tourist. He's going to want something for free type of thing. But it all depends what your plans are. You just don't let money stop you from taking your ride, you know?
Yeah, that's great, you know? I met you because of Matt Houston, you know, and Ryan McClain. You know, they talk to you. They talk to me about you, and I started checking out.
Yeah, I set up their blog.
Yeah, yeah, those are great guys. You know, their interview was great last year, I expect that we already talked about that, about they being my co-host with me in the future on some future shows for some stuff. Yeah, it will be a really lots of fun, you know. So
I got one more important thing I have to say.
Go ahead.
Is people have to help out, all they have to do is watch the video. Go to my blog, watch the video, and there's lots of things you can do on there to help this happen. It's crucial that everybody that's listening right now goes to 8wishes.com, checks the video out, rates my video, comments on it, and then spreads the word. It's down to this person that's listening to it right now. If they do that, go to 8wishes.com, watch the video, spread the word about it. That is huge. Like, and if they have their own podcast, contact me. I can do an interview anytime of the day. Bloggers, anybody.
Okay. So I think this is it for you. At least I have a thank you very much for being here. You know, it's a great honor. You know, it's a great honor for the bike tourist community. You are our hero. You're our hero. You know, when you fight for a good cause as well as all the other bike tourists that have been here in the show, doing great things for great causes. You know, this make my heart feel warm. You know that there is hope in this world, and there are people who want to go the extra mile. And when I say the extra mile, I am being literally, because we are cycling for this. We are cycling for this, and I hear just showcasing all you people.
That's the thing about bike touring is like, you don't have to do it for a charity. Just doing a bike tour alone is enough to get people active. Like, if they hear you cross the United States and you're not doing it, like Ryan and Matt didn't do it for a cause, but they inspired a lot of people to go out there and exercise and do something different. So you don't necessarily have to do it for a charity, for a cause. I think that's might be a big misconception. I don't want to start a whole thing where you have to do it. Not that I'm that big, but that you should have a cause, you know. You can just do it for writing, man. Writing is awesome.
Yeah,
it changes your life.
Yeah, I will repeat some words from Matt and Ryan it's just a life changing experience, you know. You can go buy your equipment and plan your tour and expect some things from the tour, but when you actually do it, when you go the first time and start going mile after mile, day by day, living on the road. Yeah. You know, it definitely changes you. It definitely changes you, and you come out a better person from that. You know, I think we can say that for sure.
They have a perfect website, Bike and See.
Yeah,
like Bike and See. BikeandSee.com. That's exactly what they're about. See, they weren't their own charity, but Bike and See, like, that is, I don't know, I love that name that they came up with, BikeandSee.com.
Yeah, just touring for the sheer pleasure of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I want to remind our listeners that remember to vote for the show. Vote for the show. There is a link section in the right side of the page, which is biketourist.podomatic.com. Biketourist.podomatic.com. And you can go there and place your vote over there. And also, there is a mailing list in there. So you don't have to go back to the page and check if there's a new show. You can just go there and just place the your email address, and automatically when I post a new show, you will know. You will know, and this is a great tool. And also, there is an RSS feed you can place in your iTunes or your podcatcher, so you can subscribe to the show. And by doing that, every time you check out if there's a new chapter, you know, the stats goes up. So you help the show go up in audience. Right now, we are number three. We dropped from position number two to number three, but you know, this is how this thing is, you know. So you just have the show, and also I don't like this, you know, but I have to do it. I place a donations icon here there in the page. So if you want to contribute with a buck or two, I don't care. Or if you just want to listen to the show, just do it. You know, I don't care. You know, that it's there. If you want to have the show go strong, you know, so we do many more things that we are doing right now. You just go there, and there are the tools in there. Check the page for the show notes, because there are some things that we say on the page that we don't mention here in the show, like links and stuff, interesting things. So go there and spread the word. So Paul, say goodbye to everybody. So we are wrapping this thing up.
All right.
Yeah. So any closing comments?
8wishes.com. Oh, submit your own 8 wishes if you have a video camera. People are doing it right now. It's really catching on, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Your 8 wishes for next year. So submit those at my blog. It goes right to YouTube and upload it there. I would love to see your guys' 8 wishes. 8wishes.com. All right. Thanks a lot. It was good meeting with you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Paul, for being here on the show. So this is Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 9. This is 2007. Welcome, everybody. So see you later.